Blackstone Audiobooks presents
A History of Warfare by John Keegan. The book bears a dedication in memory of Winter Bridgeman, lieutenant in the Regiment de Clare, killed at the Battle of Lauffeld, July 2, 1747. Acknowledgements by the author follow. Great changes have occurred in the world since I began this book in 1989, and those changes should be acknowledged first. The Cold War has ended. A brief but dramatic air and ground war has been fought in the Gulf. A protracted and cruel civil war has broken out and still rages in former Yugoslavia. Several of the themes developed in this book have revealed themselves, at least to me, in the Gulf and Yugoslav wars. In the Gulf, a Clausewitzian defeat was inflicted by the forces of the coalition on those of Saddam Hussein. His refusal, however, to concede the reality of the catastrophe that had overtaken him, by recourse to a familiar Islamic rhetoric that denied he had been defeated in spirit, whatever material loss he had suffered, robbed the coalition's Clausewitzian victory of much of its political point. Saddam's continued survival in power, in which the victors appear to acquiesce, is a striking exemplification of the inutility of the Western way of warfare, when confronted by an opponent who refuses to share its cultural assumptions. The Gulf War may be seen in one light as a clash of two quite different military cultures, each with deep historical roots, neither of which can be understood in terms of abstractions about the nature of war itself, since there is no such thing. The horrors of the war in Yugoslavia, as incomprehensible as they are revolting to the civilized...